In real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Tuesday, May 19th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. Johnson Street from University Avenue to Aberdeen Street, expect delays for a contractor to complete storm sewer improvements until July 30th. On Bath Road between Sir John and MacDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and shared lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through the rest of this month. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed each day during school drop-off and pickup times at 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. as part of the school streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. Looking at the weather, we can expect a bit of everything today. We'll see a mix of sun and cloud through the day with a 60% chance of showers in the morning and a risk of thunderstorms early on. Showers return later in the afternoon. Winds are 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light in the afternoon. Temperatures will reach a high of 24 degrees, feeling more like 29 with the Humidex. And even if it looks cloudy out, be sure to wear sun protection as the UV index is 8 or very high. Tonight we have mainly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of showers or thunderstorms and a low of 15. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Tuesday morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am your sometime, part-time, somewhat, sort of host, Jesse Bell, filling in for the next little bit for the beloved Dean Hayden. He's got a new job. He's getting his feet underneath him, so I'm pitching in. I'm doing my part, like Starship Troopers, but without the fascism and the big, giant bugs. You just heard a new release from Snail Mail at the top of the hour there with My Maker. And folks, my goodness, I had my first softball game last Tuesday. It was a blast. We got creamed like corn, I'm telling you. I think it was like 35-7 or something, but doesn't matter. We had a great time. It was good to get out there, ripping around the outfield. We played in Joyceville, of all places, for the Kingston Summer and Sports Club or whatever it is, KSSC. It was a great time. Had a lot of fun. But Joyceville, no offense if you live there, it's just not exactly where I like to spend my Tuesday nights. We got a ton of new music for you today, folks, including a track that I've played a lot on my Friday Indie Wake Up Call. So if you like what you hear today, definitely swing by every Friday for the last 2 and a bit years, actually. Over 100 episodes on Fridays, just my second on Tuesdays. But we've got a new track from Francis of Delirium. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful day. It's looking like it's going to be the nicest day of the year so far. So go on out there and enjoy this beautiful weather. And, of course, enjoy this fantastic track. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Why would you want to be anywhere else? And what would you want to listen to other than this new Francis of Delirium track?
Kitchen. stream.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits. Kokyomonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Thank you.
You just heard from Oneotrix Point Never with Dim Stars. Part of that, we had Bad Bad Joel with Middle of the Night. We heard from Night Jewel with Was That a Sign? We had The Pintos with Studio Rain, Franz Ferdinand with Billy Goodbye. And we kicked off that music block with Francis of Delirium's It's a Beautiful Life, It's a Beautiful Day, and it's a beautiful time to be listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is Tuesday, May 19th, and I hope you're all having a wonderful May 19th. We have still got a lot of ground to cover here today, folks, and last week the theme of the show was Tuesday, so we played a lot of double tracks. So two releases off the same album from the same artist, and we're only going to do a little bit of that today, and it's going to be DBG off their newest release, Sap. So I've got two tracks for you. The first is Crater, the second is Warm Blanket, and then we're going to embody that Tuesday aesthetic in a different way, as we're going to play two great local releases, one from back in March. You've heard it, you know it, you love it. It's Piner with Odelia. And then a more contemporaneous release, I believe released just at the end of April, maybe the first week of May, which is courtesy of Dutch Baby. And last Friday, I believe, I erroneously stated that all the members had left town, but no. One of the Dutch Baby members I know is still around is Marijke Vernooy, who has rejoined CFRC, albeit in a staff role instead of a volunteer capacity. So I think that's very exciting. It's great when your kids come home to you. We're also going to hear music from May Simonis in that block. We've got kind of like a little girly pop block coming up, not intentionally, but that's how the cookie crumbled. We're going to hear from Otra Cami with Sirens, Odd Beholder with Focus Disease, all that and so much more on your Tuesday. And I have to correct myself because I always want to say Friday. On your Tuesday, Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC.
Thank you. Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
If you are a student who has experienced sexual violence or intimate partner violence, IPV, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Service, SVPRS, is here for you. We offer confidential, non-judgmental support to help you navigate your options and connect with the resources you want. We can help with accessing on- and off-campus supports, academic considerations, safety planning, and information on next steps or complaint processes. Looking for workshops or training on consent and sexual violence prevention? We offer those too. Whether you want to build awareness or learn how to support others, we've got programs for you. Have a look at our website by visiting www.queensu.ca/sexual-violence-support. Meeting with us won't trigger a complaint or an investigation. It's all about what you need. You can access our services at any point in your academic journey, and no referral is needed. To contact us, email bjl7@queensu.ca, and an advisor will get in touch with you. You are not alone. We believe you.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
See.